Welcome to the exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. Today, I spoke with the second evicted house guest from Big Brother 25, Riley. We, talked about Hyson's veto speech, her relationship with Matt, and just basically what went wrong in her game. And we also talk about her reaction, of course, to Ceri and Jared's secret connection. So here's that interview for you. Good morning, Riley. How are you feeling today?
Hey, Sharon. I'm good. I'm really happy to be here. I'm definitely sad to be out of the house, but can't complain.
Yeah. You seem to obviously have a hint that you were going. How soon before the eviction were you told, and who was the one to tell you?
About 10 minutes.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
I was fighting up until the very end. I think the votes were up and down and up and down and up and down, and finally down. I was feeling pretty solid up until we did one last little round. I blew one around and asked Izzy how she was feeling, and Izzy had ended up telling her that it wasn't going to work. So yeah, very right up to the last moment.
I will give you credit though, Riley. You really, really played hard. You really wanted to be there. And I respect that. Like, you didn't give up. So that was very nice to see.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. I know Julie told you about Ceri and Jared. Have you had time to process? Like, what are your thoughts about that? And obviously Jared was a little bit of a mole playing a double agent because he was also in your alliance.
Yeah, I mean, I never, ever, ever saw that coming. They are playing that off so well. They have it all figured out. We got Ceri in one part of the house. We got Jared in one part of the house. If they keep it up, they're going to go really far. So good for them.
Yeah, Izzy is the only one that seems to know. Do you think it's going to get out, or do you think they'll be okay?
Man, it's tough to tell. It's such a long game. I really don't know. I don't know if Jared's going to tell anybody. I know he's really close to Blue, and maybe he'll let Blue know. I honestly, I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do.
Yeah. Well, looking back, were there any hints or clues, or you were like, they were so good. There was nothing.
There was really nothing. But now that I think back about, conversations, I know that Jared and I had one or two conversations about how, oh man, I feel like Miss Felicia and Miss Ceri are mothers. And he was like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm thinking back, I'm like, wow, I actually, like, it really does feel like a mother-son situation, because it is.
Yeah. It's kind of smart because he covered his tracks a little bit just in case he slips.
Exactly.
Talk me through, I know you've probably been asked this, but Hyson's veto speech, what was your reaction in the moment? Did you feel like it was harsh? And was there anything specific that kind of was hurtful?
Hyson is going to do what he obviously feels like he has to do for his own game. He had a very clear target, and he, from the beginning, told us all as a house he's going to play as honest as he can. So he's going to do whatever he has to do in the moment to accomplish that. No hard feelings. It is a game. So, Hyson, I wish Hyson the best.
Yeah. You had a really, honestly, your HOH was fun to watch. It was a little crazy, a lot going on, but any regrets from the HOH? Or I know you were very direct with telling Hyson, you're my target. Any regrets with that?
I think that, like Hyson, I am also an honest person. And I run off of my intuition. So when my intuition went ding, 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 Hyson might be keeping a close eye on you. I definitely was vocal about it with my alliance. I don't think I needed to tell all 7 of them that I was feeling that way, because obviously information slipped. So at the end of the day, everything happens for a reason. I might need to learn to not voice everything I feel.
I mean, I'd probably be the same. I would be the same way. I can't lie. So in terms of Matt, last night I was watching the feeds. He was really upset that you left. You guys had a really good connection. Do you see yourself being friends, or maybe something more romantic?
I care about Matt so much. It's crazy. You meet somebody 2 weeks ago and you feel like you've known them forever. He and I are extremely close. Who knows in the future? I want him to kick butt in this game, and I'll be his biggest fan. And we'll have to see afterwards. But I know right now we're going to be friends for life.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Who, if you were in the game and staying in the game, who did you really see going to the end with? Did you have a final two in mind?
Jag and I met on the first night and immediately clicked. It was like the most natural thing ever. It was awesome. So I definitely made a final two with Jag. For a minute, I considered with Cameron. He and I were super close, but I never expected to get so close to Matt. So a lot of names there, but really, Jag or Matt, I would have been very happy going to the end with.
Yeah. Why was Cameron saying that he was like a daughter too? That was the weirdest thing to me because I'm like, you guys aren't that different in age, right? Am I crazy?
Cameron, yeah, I think Cameron's third in his mid-30s.
Okay.
But you know, he Cameron was there for me in moments of weakness. He really helped console me and talk me through things. And you know, to have him in those times was really, really important to me. He and I had a very light, fun relationship. We joked around with each other, and you know, he's really missing Stevie, his daughter, so I think that that was really good for us and nice, a break from the tension to have that light, fun relationship.
Yeah. I know we have to wrap up, but my last question is, are you interested in ever playing again?
Oh, 100%. I would go back to that house tomorrow if I could. I love this game. I love everything about it. I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Thank you guys for checking on my interview with Riley. I'll be back Sunday with a week 3 game breakdown. And if you haven't already, be sure to check out my exit interview with Kirsten. I posted that yesterday. I also spoke with Xavier earlier in the week, just from a winner's perspective, he gave his thoughts on the season. So give those a listen and please like, subscribe, and leave a 5-star review.